We'll try today, Be'ez Hashem, to be mashlim the sugya. Although I have an appointment with the orthopedic, I'm going to have to end a bit early today. So we'll try to go to the Yesedis, because this is a sugya we could just keep on going. So many potim. Okay. So let's get into the Iker Nekudis. We left off last week with a bunch of kashas. And I'm not going to go through them now. I understand, I'm sure, Tzvi went over with Oilam. But we still have a gaping hole to try to understand what Rish Lakish, what his Shaila was, Bechlau. And as the Rishonim seem to explain, or if you're Medayik in the words of the Rishonim, you see that the Rishonim also understood that there was some knowledge of the Drasha beforehand. And Rashi uses the Lashon Komalei, and the Shita Mekubetzes uses the Lashon Mestapiklei, but clearly there was knowledge, Rish Lakish had knowledge, of the Gzeres HaKosov. So the obvious question is, no matter how we're going to learn, after all the draying, there's a Gzeres HaKosov. So what didn't Rish Lakish know? What was lacking in Rish Lakish's knowledge when he said that Im K'sherimeim Yirtzu? And if not, after all the svaras and everything you want to say here, you go back to the same problem. If he knew the Gzeres HaKosov that we had on Daf Beis, which is that the Torah Beferi said that Shaloi Lishma takes away the Ritzui of the carbon, and still in all, you bring the carbon. Anyway, it's kosher. So that's it. That's it. There's no secrets here. The Torah said everything it had to say. It said that you have to Shechtet Lishma. And it said that if you do it, Shaloi Lishma, it's kosher. And it said that you're not Yotzi Yechoivus. So the Torah told us everything we have to know. So what knowledge was Rish Lakish missing? And what makes this question stronger is as we go on in the Gemara, Rish Lakish doesn't really seem to get any new enlightenment. Brings the Pasuk again. After Chana Pischel and Avshoi, right? He says, let me give you my own Pesach. And the Pesach he gives is the same Pesach that we had before. This is exactly the same Pesach. Right? What does he say? Eftachanah Pischel and Avshohe. And the Pesach he opens up is the same Pesach that we had before. With absolutely no Shinuyim. He brings the Pasuk. And the Gemara Taka says that the Vaita Hadiyinah Washam. The whole thing is Merafa Sigra from beginning to end. Rebbe Lazar comes and he says, I have a case, Boren Lachar Misa. Right? I have such a case. Why does that make it any better than our Mishnah? Why is that Mishnah any better than our Mishnah? Our Mishnah also said that it's Ksherim V'Loyol L'Bayal Moshim Chayim. Stam! Any Mishnah you're going to bring from Shas is not going to be any better than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says it's Kosher V'Loyol L'Bayal Moshim Chayim. So our Mishnah says there is such a thing. Right? So what are you looking for? Finding another Mishnah. Stam is a pella. And he makes chilukim between that Mishnah and this Mishnah. What do we think to accomplish with a Mishnah? Assuming he didn't know the drasha well of Moitzes Fasecha Tishmar. Assuming he didn't know the drasha well. But he knew the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Klazvachim Shenizbuchu Shalashman Ksheirim V'Leolo Baal Moshem Chayva. 1 + 1 = 2. That means that you're not Yotze the Chiv. And yet the carbon is kosher. So our Mishnah says it all. Then the two blot Gemara explain why it's like that from the Pesukim. So in those two blot, you could analyze and say, he did know it, he didn't know it, he didn't know it well, he knew it a little bit, he made believe he didn't know it. You could tell me all your Torah. But the Mishnah, he knew. The Mishnah says, kosher, v'lo yolo l'bayal moshem chayva. Right? So Rebbe Lezer comes, he says, I'm going to help you, Rish Lakish. Look. See, I saved the day. I saved the day for you. Right? What did he save the day? We have our Mishnah. What did he do more than our Mishnah? The whole thing is it. So anyway, Rish Lakish says, I'm not happy with what you said because my dina l'cha ba'ayla. I agree by an oila or a shlamim. I agree anything that could come in a dova. I agree. My only question was, on the usher. And that's why he wasn't happy with the with the drasha of with the raya of Rabbi Elazar. So he says, I'm gonna have a Pesach on Afshoy. What's his Pesach on Afshoy? And he gives his Pesach. Moitzis v'sechat tishmor. Mamish the same Pesach. Tamaloy ma moitzis v'sechat tishmor. And finished. Says the Gemara, ve'ema haba b'nedu nedava. How do you know? Oshem etzvi nami l'lirtzi. That's the Gemara. Okay. So what does it mean? So when he goes and he brings a raya from Moitzis Vasechat Ishmar, the Gemara says, Vayter, Oshem lo ilaisi klal. Let Oshem not be brought b'chlal. So what do Rish Lakish think to accomplish now? What did Rish Lakish think to accomplish? Rebbe Elazar brought him a raya from Isha Shemesa. Rish Lakish said, I agree with you. That's a good raya. And over there you see there's such a thing as a carbon is brought without reaching. I agree. Okay? So he says, but Asham, who says Asham? So then he brings the Pasuk of Moitzeis Vasechat Tishmor. Right? And then what? What do you accomplish in Moitzeis Vasechat Tishmor? That's right in the same Pasuk. That Pasuk's also talking about Bob and Edu and Adavim. So what did he gain? Which is really what the Gemara asks. The Gemara asks, Vayma. But it's very difficult to understand if that was the only thing we were coming for. It sounds from the Gemara that Rish Lakish was happy with Rebbe Elazar's raya from Isha Shemes. Without a drasha. That's what he told him. Medina lecha. I have a problem with Asher. That's my only problem. That's what it sounds like. What sounds like from the Gemara is that Rish Lakish's only problem is from Asher. And then he brings a pasuk which is not talking about Asher, which ultimately is what the Gemara asks. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says, "What do you mean?" Yosef says, "Yitzchak ba'abav, Yosef ba'abay, Gavav, Yosef kami, Hakash Shlokish, Asma, Asel Achamis, and Asel Talmud Moses Asecha." This pasuk is talking about Oilu Shlomim. Hey, my Bob, and don't the lies will lead to Asher. Will lies be cloud? That's the Gemara. The Gemara answers, "I'm la'bayer Shlokish mecha pasuk." The Gemara goes and brings a pasuk. Oysel chatas, chatas is pasul, Hashem's kosher. And then, so now the Gemara comes with a question for the hapachu. Maybe by Oshem, maybe it should even be meratzah shalei lishma. So we're going now full swing. Maybe now that we have a pasuk, maybe Oshem should mamish be meratzah. What do you mean? Why is it better than shar kosher? So again, the Gemara seems to say it's a kav choymer. Of course not. Huh? Yeah. Okay. So now let's skip to the end of the sugya, which we looked up this Gemara yesterday, but let's just look at it again now. We looked at it last week. How the Gemara ends this topic. The Gemara brings in again, and Avavam and Aleph, Iboyelu. Seemingly the same Shaila all over again. Like nothing changed. Where it says, Iboyelu, who? The Gemara says, Iboyelu. Seems to be the Shaila Mamish again, the same Shaila. Says, Iboyelu, what's the halacha? Is it Kippur or Loi Kippur? Kippur or Mashabo or Loi Kippur? Yeah. So, B'chatzkel Abramsky, Grad, and Chazon Yecheskel, beginning of Kochim, he says, I don't know what's going on. I mean, that's right to the same thing. Says the Gemara, Amrav Shishi B'Rei Ravida, Mistavad Loi Kippru. Mistavad, it wasn't Mechaper. The Salkadai Dach Kippru, Sheni Lama Huba. Is this where we were before? We're right, Mamish, back to scratch, where we were before. Says the Gemara, Hochi Kakashi, Irishlam Loi Kippru, Shalai Shmami Gaich Lishma Kasi. And therefore, Sheni Balachaper, Eliyamad Kippru, Sheni Lama Huba. See, he refines the question. He says the Gemara's question is not whether it's Mechaper or not. That's not the problem the Gemara has. The problem the Gemara has is, if it's Mechaper, right? So then why do you bring the second one? Sheni Lama Uba. That's his problem. Sheni Lama Uba. So Tosfos comes, and Tosfos says on the Gemara that this Gemara is ignoring the Gemara we already had. Tosfos says, Chayit is what the Gemara already said before. He says, Ein Hachanami. Tosfos says, Ein Hachanami. This was the Kasha of Rish Lakish. Pella de Tosfos. This is Rish Lakish's question that we had earlier. Nothing changed. That's what Tosfos says. So Rechi and I, Nekush Rish Lakish. Same Shaila. Zelba Shaila like Rish Lakish. So what's going on here? Gracious Borah. And what happened to our Mishnah? What about our Mishnah? Did this Shaila Mamish comes like from nowhere? Like, Kilu, there's no Mishnah in Zvachim. Kippur, Loi Kippur, it's all ignoring the whole thing. Doesn't exist. So I'll tell you, Rabbi, what I think we could say here to give us much more clarity in the whole sugi, really, Mirei Shabbat Gemira. Tzvi, did you tell Dolem the Kasha from that L'chor the sugi is associated with each other? What? Okay, I asked Tzvi this morning that L'chor is another difficulty. Tosfos seems to be saying the sugis are redundant. In other words, L'chor we have here three sugis. If we break it up, right? We have that Beis with the whole Shakla Vataria of Kosher V'loyala. Then we have Dav Dalad, where Shlokish comes in, what's going on here? In Ksherim, again. And then we have Dav Vav, Nochamol, Iboyel Hu, Kippur, Eloi Kippur, if it's Kippur, Sheni Lamoba. L'chor we have, Tosfos says, at the very least, Hey and Vav are duplicates. Clearly, Tosfos says that it's the same Sugya, right? Tosfos Tzorachin, it's the same Sugya. Hey and Vav is the same Sugya. Tosfos Kash. So, question is, L'chayra, our sugya on Davav is not at all the sugya of Davhei. Because if you look at Davav, when the Gemara says Bishloima, what does the Gemara say? The Gemara says Bishloima. The Gemara says, I understand why you taka bring it. The Gemara says, if you hold Loi Kippru, so I understand. In other words, I understand as follows. I understand why you bring the first one. The way the Gemara read was Manafshach. If it's Mechaper, right? So why bring a second one? Lamuba says, no, really, it's Loi Kippur. Why do you bring the first one? See, he says, this is what he said, Hachi Kakasha. Yeah, Mishal Loi Kippur, Shaloi Lishma, Mikoyach Lishma Kos. Which means, the reason why I finished bringing that one is because I already was Mafresh at Lishma. Originally, it was Lishma. Right? So, since I was originally mafresh the carbon lishma, I have to finish the job of the carbon. Right? The second one, obviously I have to bring, because I'm chayiv to bring a carbon. But if you're going to tell me the first one was mechaper, why in the world am I bringing the second one? So, this Gemara seems to be saying, that both carbonas have a purpose. Carbon A has a purpose, basically, to fulfill what it was originally hukdash for. In other words, I was makdash in oila. I wasn't makdash in oila shalei lishma. I was makdash in oila lishma. And that's machai of me to see it through. Right? Even if I messed up, I have to see it through. Right? And now, the second one I got to bring, because I got to be yotze my chiv. Right? That's what he says. That means he's saying clearly, that if not for the fact that I was makdish to korban originally lishma, then there'd be no reason to bring that korban. He's basically saying there's intent, right, and process. The original intent of the korban was it should be lishma. So if there would be no intent of lishma to begin with, there'd be no reason to bring it. If you would have been luyatzur, you would have been makdish in oilu shalai lishma. There'd be no inyan to bring it. He says, but since you were makdash at lishma, that intent alone obligates you to see the carbon through because of the intent. And since it wasn't mechaper, you have to bring a second one. Right? In other words, there's no such thing as a carbon that's the chatchila brought shalai lishma. That's what he seems to be saying. The original carbon is being brought because it was hukdash properly. You can't leave it hanging. You have to bring it through, even though you're not going to get mitzvah from it. Ein hachanami, if there would be such a concept as being makdish a korban shaloi lishma, you wouldn't even bring it. That's what he seems to be saying. So each korban has a purpose. The first korban is brought, I'm saying that's the one davar. First korban is brought to complete a process that was properly started. Right? You can't tell me, well, who ever heard of a process of shaloi lishma? It's true. But we started it. It started on the right tracks. So you have to let it. You have to let it go through the run. Yeah. And the second one you have to bring because you have an obligation. You have to fulfill your obligation. Right. So what the Gemara and Vav is saying is Eina Chanami, a carbon that was lechatchila made without ritzli, you wouldn't even bring it. That's not Dafhei. Dafhei, the Gemara brought a raya. From Isha Shemesa, Yaviu Yorshima Losa, even though there's no ritzui to the mace at all, you mafresh the carbon. So he and Vav are contradicting each other. It's not redundant. There's something, there's a contradicting element between these two sugyas. Obviously, you have to say a pesach hamis is something different. Otherwise, Vav makes no sense. Because Vav is saying that the only reason why you complete the process of Shaloi Lishma is because since it started Lishma, notice on the Vav we said, Karban Shaloi Lishma, no such thing. So why do we do it here? Because since it started Lishma, you finish the process. That's the Vav. Hey, he says, not like that. Hey asked the same question, the way Tosis is explaining. On Hey, we asked the same question. But hey, we didn't say finish the process. For Haraya, we brought as a Raya to the whole concept of Isha Shemesa. And over there, the Korban doesn't even start on the right foot. No, we paskin Shibuta Daraisa, which means that even if the woman wasn't Mafresh Toila, the only reason why you may need a Hafrasha is if you hold Shibuta Lav Daraisa. If you hold the Yoshim, don't have a monetary Shibud, and the woman never separated the carbon, they don't have to bring it. That's a technicality. Okay? But the way we paskin, Shibuta Daraisa, the Gemara says in Kiddushin, even if she wasn't Mafresh Toila, as long as the Yerushim have Nechasim, that have a Shibud on it, they have to go now be Mafresh and Oila. So the Yerushim are being Mafresh and Oila that has no Kapora for anybody. Right? So the Gemara Daf Hei is saying, yes, there is such a concept as a ritzui-less korban. Based on Vav, you wouldn't do it. So really, it's not three sugyas that are one on top of the other. Which is the way Tosfos at least is saying, the sugya on Daf Hei and the sugya on Vav is the same thing, to the point that he says, tzorach yeh. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. There's no korban, there's nothing. The only thing Shibuta Daraisa does has nothing to do with Kotshim. Shibuta Daraisa makes a monetary lien on the property of the Yoshim to pay up debts of the person that they got inherited from. Whether it's a loan, whether it's a pledge, whatever it is, there's a Shibud Nechasim. And now the Yoshim have a chiyuv to fulfill that Shibud. What? If you hold Shibuta Daraisa. The Gemara Kiddushin of Yud Gimel is very clear. If you hold Shibuta Daraisa, which means there's a lien on the property, then even if the woman wasn't Mafresh the Karm, the Yoshim have to bring the oil up. And if you hold Shibuta Lav Daraisa, so then the Yoshim could just walk away. So then you need that the Karm, and they separated the Karm. That's the only distinction. The Isha is a Nifteris. She's not a Yoledes. She was. Right now, the whole point of the Gemara on Daf Hei, as Rashi explains, is that since the woman is a Nifteris, so she's no longer a Miskaperis. So therefore, there's no Ritzui. That's what Rashi says. That's the whole point of the Gemara. And that's the Gemara's Raya, that a carbon is brought even without Ritzui.
Right.
You didn't hear what I'm saying? Tosfos says on that Vav that Hey, that Hey and Vav is one sugya. So I'm pointing out that not only is Hey and Vav not one sugya, but they actually seem to contradict each other. Because Hey does not require that the Korban at the time of Afrosha should be able to have Ritzui. And Vav absolutely requires that. In fact, that's the whole Vav. The whole Sugya on the Vav says, well, the Korban started with Shema, it started on the right foot. That's the whole point. The Gemara was asking this seemingly the same question, conceptually. Korban without Ritzui, what is this? Right? On the Hey, the Vav. The Vav said, true, Korban without Ritzui makes no sense, but if it started properly, you finish it. Right? Even though it's not going to have a conclusion, proper conclusion. Sugya on the Hey said, no, Matsinu, we find the Korban, even that you're mafresh, that you start out without Ritzui. So these are, okay, anyway. So the question is, what's going on in this sugya? So I want to tell you a new mahalach that I think is going to cut through, came out all the kashas. Some of them have to be fine-tuned, but came out all the kashas will be taken care of. And the way to be masber is to go back to Ramban by stomach alishma that we had in the beginning, the first plot of Beis. We brought down a Ramban that talks about stoma, kosher, and it's oil b'ayim l'shem chayva, if you remember he said. And we had a whole discussion over there that once you bring a carbon, once the carbon is brought, right, and it's kosher, right, so there's really, we brought in such a svara, here's where the svara blossoms. Really, you have a different problem. And that is that once a carbon is brought, and it's kosher, right? So the next korban has no place. In other words, the second korban becomes redundant. You'll tell me, well, maybe I'm bringing the second korban for a different reason. Yes. Who says you could do such a thing, Bechla? Meaning, a person's chayv in oil, okay? And Lamaisa, their oil is brought. And the oil is kosher. But the oil has a reis in it. Something wrong with it. I'll give you a mashal. An esrik. Yeah? There's a famous shayla Reb Chaim if you have two eschogim. One esrik is a beautiful esrik. Okay? But it's a suffix morkov. You don't know if it's an esrik. It may be a lemon. Maybe a... The other esrig is not very pretty. It's not mahudel. It may even be a suffik, but it's a vaday esrig. Obviously, there's no shali. You should take both of them. You should shake both of them, because if the mahudel one is kosher, you're doing the mitzvah properly, right? If the shaila of Reb Chaim is only one shaila, which one should you take first? Which one should you make a bracha on? Which one should you start the mitzvah with? So Reb Chaim says, you should start it with the suffix. Why? He says, because if you're going to shake the esrig, that's vaday and esrig. It's not mahuder. You're yaitse. Now when you pick up the beautiful esrig, you're not doing anything. So you're picking up a beautiful esrig, but you're not makayim the mitzvah l'kachtem l'chem. Mashenkin, the other way around, if you pick up the beautiful esrik, so now I'm Malashuk. If it's an esrik, I did the mitzvah properly. And if it's not an esrik, I'll pick up the b'nei of an esrik. Yeah. I always ask this to ninth grade. These are one of the questions I ask the ninth graders. I want to start thinking like a lamb. Because definitely, b'sfar chitzani, you would say, nah, you should definitely first take the esrik. That's the official kosher. And every kid says that. I think every adult says that also. The ma'aseh, the pshat here is like this. The pshat is that once the carbon is already brought, right, and assuming that, like we said at the beginning, a carbon shaloi l'shma is still your carbon. I mean, we discussed this in detail. A carbon that's shaloi l'shma, whose carbon is it? Assuming it's your carbon. So you bring a carbon oil, right? You bring a carbon oil, you makriv the carbon oil, right? And it's shaloi lishma, and the Torah says it's kosher. The Torah says, but you should know you haven't properly fulfilled your obligation. Okay, first day. Who says there's any remedy?
Maybe you just blew it.
You blew it! You blew it! Because the second carbon is redundant to the first carbon. Als the heftza of the carbon. I shouldn't be walking around. Als the object of the carbon, right? Als the heftza of the carbon, there's nothing missing in it. It's a perfect carbon. There's nothing wrong with this carbon. What are you saying? Yeah, but als me, there was a shaloi lishmo which impacts me negatively. Okay, I hear. Rahman al-Utslan. Rahman al-Utslan! Okay? Now it's beautiful. Now it's kivaldik. I'm talking about conceptually, before you go into each nekuda de gemara. Now it's beautiful. Question is very simple. Im ksherim? So then what's the problem? What's there left for you to bring? You tell me, well, I'm bringing the other one to get the mile of lishma. What's the mile of lishma? What does that do? That's redundancy. That's like picking up the pretty esrog after you were yotze the mitzvah. You'll tell me I still have a kvetch. That was like, who says that there's such a thing as a kolben that you bring just because you were loy oil l'chayva, but you had a kolben brought? Which is really the slogan that the Ramban gave by stomach alishman. He said it's oil b'ayim l'shem chayv. Also, we brought rice, not oil b'ayim l'shem chayv. It's talking about chatas. We had the whole thing there, right? The pachatas is not oil. So one of the pshatim we said was, well, once the chatas was brought, we can't be mechayv to bring another one. The carbon was brought, even though there's a chayv. It was one of we discussed that possibility. But that's mamish this idea, which means not everything that the Torah says you blew is fixable. A carbon is a package. A carbon is a package. Yes, it has a nether, and it has a choiva, and it has everything. It's all built in. It's all one package. Right? Now you want to like cut through the package and say, well, you could bring it for this, you could bring it for that. Well, I'm missing the ritzi part. That's like saying yalaviyava, you know? Let me just stick in the yalaviyava. No, there's a package. It's tefillah. You're not missing yalaviyava. You're missing the tefillah. And if you yotze the tefillah, you can't daven again and get yalla v'yavai because it's not a tefillah. I am missing yalla v'yavai. Too bad. Let me daven again. So if you hold these a tefillah's nadova, fine, you have a tefillah's nadova. But if somebody missed the yalla v'yavai, right? He missed yalla v'yavai. Was he yotze yalla v'yavai? No. Is the Shemoneh Esrei work? Yes. So the guy comes to the rabbi after Maariv. He says, can I fix it? The rabbi says, no. Rabbi, do I get the check for saying Yalla V'yavai? No. Lomani Gora, he's screaming like the B'nai Salafchot. I want to have my Yalla V'yavai. Sorry. There's no package of Yalla V'yavai without a Shmonesa. Doesn't exist. The reason why this pshat is so gishmak is because now it cuts through everything. Because all the drushes, the dinim of the Mishnah doesn't say, and there's a way to remedy it. It says, Loyola Bayal Moshem Chayva. The Mishnah in Zvachim, doesn't say that there's a remedy. The Mishnah says, Kol HaZvachim Shenizbuchu Shelo Lishmon Ksherim. And guess what? You blew it. For Loyola Bayal Moshem Chayva. Loyola Bayal Moshem Chayva. That's the pshat. And Mimele, that's the idea. When Rish Lakish comes in the Gemara and he says, one second, if there's a Ritzai carbon, if the carbon really worked fully out the carbon, there's nothing missing in the carbon. So what's the second carbon? What's happening with the second carbon? Now you have to rewrite the whole drasha of Moitzeis V'Sechat Tishma, that pasuk is not just telling you that the korban is kosher. That pasuk is saying that the moment that you shech the korban shelo lishma, There's a new obligation. I have my initial obligation, which I made a nether to bring a korban, and now there's a new nedava that was created. By the Kohen Shechting Shelo Lishmo, he created a secondary level korban, which doesn't overlap with my obligation. That's a whole new understanding of what Loyola L'Bayil Moshem Chayva means. And that's what Rashi says, Loy Komole. Still wasn't clear to him the Drosha Moitzis V'Sechat Tishma. Because when you read the Drosha Moitzis V'Sechat Tishma, all it has to mean is that the carbon still works. Started off as a nether, and now it ends up, it doesn't have the mile of a nether. Okay, who says you could do anything more about it? So, and that's the Shita Megubetzes. He was like Kemistapik in the drasha that we already had. He knew the drasha. There's still a lot of room for clarity. How does this first obligation, the second obligation, how do they intertwine? How do they work together? That's the yesod of the Gemara. On that, the Gemara brings from Aisha Shemesa that over there you see that there's a concept of bringing a korban just for a chayva purpose. No ritzai. Yes, a korban could be brought just fundamentally riding on the ideas of Shibud HaDaraisa. The Yorshim can't be any better than you are yourself after a korban was brought for you, right? Which worked, but you still owe the money that you still have a chayv to Hekdish, which we want to say, well, it's too late, you blew it. You're no worse than if you died. You're no worse than if you died. If the person died, there's no ritzi anymore, but there's a concept. You bring a carbon for chayva, just for that chayva element. Same thing over here. That's the point of the Gemara. All we're trying to bring is this idea. Reish Lakish is siphoning through that and going, well, okay, I understand by Eilin Shlomim, who says Asham has such a concept. Asham L'Chayra, since it doesn't come L'Acham Misa, perhaps Asham is Mamish one package, and you can't separate it. Now it makes sense why the Gemara goes to the opposite extreme. The Gemara says, oh, now that there's a Pasuk that it works by Asham, maybe the Torah didn't mean to say that there are two packages by Asham. There's one package. Oile U'meratzeh. Everything works. The whole sugya works. That's the nekuda of the Gemara. And that, if you look at the Gemara later, the Gemara and Davav that we discussed, just want to be medayik something for you. The Gemara here brings down Toys says like this. Look at Toys, Isal Kadaitach Kippur, this is on Vov. Sheini Lama Huba. You got it? It says Toys Tema. What do you mean Sheini Lama Huba? Toys says Tema. Kama Kobone, so the Misnade will maybe say Achazemiat. Afa Pisha Kippur Rugishain, Shanasa Lishmo. What do you mean? A person could bring 10 oilers. I could come to the Beis HaMikdash with 10 korbanos oiler. Right? One after the other. What is number 5 doing that I didn't get already from number 1, 2, and 3, and 4? So you see, you could just bring korbanos. This is Tosfos Kash. Tosfos says, V'yesh loymar, teporach sheni lo mechayev lehovi. Tosfos says over here like this. So if you continue going into this, it says, Venera, de me osham kodayik. She'ene bo binadova. She'ene bo binadova. Osham doesn't come binadova. Tosis is saying that the whole Gemara on Daf Vav is only questioning Osham. It's only questioning Osham. Right? That's what Tosfos says. It's only questioning Asher. So now it's very geschmack. He's saying very simple. That's why he uses a lashon, not ritzui, kipru. Kippur. If you already had a kapara to the chet, and that's the gzeres hakosov, that it works, so how could you bring another osher? Which is mamish, feeds right into what the Gemara is saying on Daf Hey, where if you find by osher that it's kosher, it should be meratze. So he's saying, Kippur, if it was mechaper, how could you bring a second osher? So the Gemara on Daf Vav is only talking about osher. To which the Gemara is saying that the whole concept that we said on Daf Hey, which is to try to separate and say that korbanos could be brought for different reasons, ritzui, chayva, even though a korban normally has everything together, but you could bring a korban, you could dissect and bring a korban just for this or just for that. So Tosfos is saying, by Asham not, because Asham is mechaper on a chet. You can't bring an Asham that's not being mechaper on a chet. That's the pshat. Rish Lakish Batsam wasn't dealing with Asham till he had the back and forth. The main sugi wasn't dealing with Asham. After Rabbi Lezer came in for Isha Shemei, so he said, okay, I agree by that. So they brought a pasuk by Chatas. Chatas no good, Asham yes good. The Gemara on Daf Hey even had a Shaila, well then maybe it's Maratze even. Maybe Olu L'Shem Choyva. Maybe the Bailam don't have to bring another one. The Gemara says, no, Kav Choyva, they have to bring another one. Comes the Gemara on Daf Hey and says, 1 second. What happened to the Chet that the Asham was for? Did this korban atone for that chet or not? If it atoned for that chet, how could you bring another Asham?
What did
the
Shlokesh think about whether it atoned for that
chet? It wasn't discussed. He didn't deal with that. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Bring it. So really what we have here is like this. If you want to make it into layers, I'm missing my appointment. What we have here is layers. The beginning of Masechta deals with the facts that a korban that was brought to Lishma is kosher and loyola. Daf Hey, the Gemara delves deeper into it. 1 second. Not oil l'shem choyva. Does that mean, is it maratze and not oila? If it's maratze, how do you bring another korban? You blew it. It's not oila. Agree. But you blew it. Who says you could bring a korban? You could departmentalize the purpose of the korban. Says the Gemara brings a raya, Misha Shemesa. You see, such an idea.
So you should.
Rish Lakish says, yes, I even agree. Oila and Asham, I agree. And then he brings the pasuk Gemara to his Vasecha to be Mavana what it is. But he says, 1 second, maybe by Asham. No. He brings a raya from Chatas that the Chatas is possible, the Asham is kosher. The Gemara says, well, if it's kosher, so it should be oila, maybe. The Gemara says, no, kal v'chomer from the other korbanos, it's not oila. Fine. That's hey. Vav comes and goes further into it. Says, 1 second. That Asham that we were talking about, and we said that it's kosher, does that mean, do you have an atonement? Forget obligation to bring another one. Do you have an atonement? That Asham came for Asham Gzelis. That Asham came for Asham Meilis. Did that atone for your Avera? Was there an atonement? That's his old shaila. Kippru, I like Kippru. Then he says, if it's Kippru, how in the world do you bring an Asham that's not being mechaper on a chet? That's the essence of what an Asham is. That's the Gemara. Okay, I have to stop.